large society in America? I doubtful. And you might even have folks who say, no more foreign aid to any country. Like, let's get our own house in order.
I'm down with that.
Right?
And I'm down with that.
I'm in that camp, too.
100%.
But we're also not going to be like, it's because of the Jews. You see some of that on Twitter online?
Yeah, I've seen some of that because of the Jews things. And yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't think it's representative of the vast majority of the population.
No, it's not by no means. But if that's the case, if these are just small, minuscule people or, you know, parts of the population, why are we tolerating? Why are the masses just acting like we're helpless, like we can't do anything about it?
Well, I believe in freedom, and people have the freedom to say awful things. And in fact,
sure,
I think it helps all of us, because now you're just identifying yourself.
Once you break the law, whether be harassment or you breaking it, we're done with you. Your protest is over. I got nothing nice to say. You're going home. But we tolerate it. Just like I saw in the news, they're negotiating. What the hell is there to negotiate about?
Well, but also, like, it's not our job to save the Ivy League.
It's not.
Like, if they want to be idiots, like, you created this Frankenstein monster, you deal with it.
But unfortunately, I'm on the hook tax-wise to them. So I do feel like I have some equity.
And it was fascinating what Judge Knapp told us yesterday, because I thought private universities, you can kind of kick off whoever you want. He said that no, public accommodation, I believe, might be Title VI.
Mm-hmm.
Might have that wrong. We have a clip of Senator Brett talking about it. Title VI was expanded to a lot of your private universities, too. So accommodation, you have to have...
You have to have something.
Like public accommodation for all different viewpoints and yada, yada, yada.
I get the different viewpoints, but again, I mean, like last night, UCLA, there were cops... Well, they didn't let the cops in there. They just had security sent in there, private security.
Oh.
Private security
did... I like private security.
Well, private security did absolutely nothing, because that's what they were told to do.
That's why they didn't
let the cops in. Then when things got out of hand... Somebody better call the cops. You don't let it get that far.
I agree. Well, and I get, like, what are the police for?
Like, you tell me.
To write traffic tickets and serve site. No.
We can automate that.
The main reason you need police is when people are shooting people in the streets and when people are rioting and destroying property.
Right.
That's when the cops are supposed to be around.
But if I'm UCLA and you're tearing up my property, I really don't care, because I'm not going to pay for it.
I get to put in a loan or a grant.
Hey, they tore up our
stuff. And they're just feeling their oats.
Right, these
kids.
These are just kids.
These are tomorrow's leaders.
Yes, God.
Let's hit this top there. Break. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities say one person died when a tornado ripped through the small northeastern Kansas city of Westmoreland. Pottawatomie County officials say that twister struck the city Tuesday evening, destroying 22 homes, 3 RVs, and 5 outbuildings. Pro-Palestinian protests have been cleared from the University of California, Los Angeles, and Columbia University in New York. Dueling groups of protesters clashed early Wednesday at UCLA in confrontations that included fistfights, shoving, kicking, and beating each other with sticks. Police have also cleared an encampment at Tulane University in New Orleans that was earlier today. Stocks remain mixed. The Dow is ahead 121 points. The Nasdaq down 55 points. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898. And you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms, but the rain chances very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Department of Corrections announced a contraband arrest at the Elmore Correctional Facility on Tuesday. Canine tracking dogs discovered Keontae Jamal Shipp on the grounds with several packages wrapped in duct tape. Shipp was charged with trafficking marijuana, promoting prison contraband, and criminal trespassing. The Montgomery Career Center and the City of Montgomery are hosting a community job fair Thursday. Both private and government employers will be on hand from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. The fair will be held inside the Crampton Bowl Multiplex, located at 1037 Pelham Street. Millbrook police have opened an investigation after a woman reported her home was shot into at least 11 times. The incident happened in the 3100 block of Sandtown Road. Two neighboring houses were also hit by gunfire. No injuries were reported from any of the homes. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon light casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all this wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep the Alabama we know and love. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Alabama Eagle Forum, Box 130-757, Birmingham.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. As we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. And as promised, right across the desk from me, joining us here in studio, we have Caroline Dobson. Caroline, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on the program here. And so congratulations, number one.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm very honored and humbled. And I just want to thank the voters of District 2 for taking time out of their day on April 16th and going to the polls. I'm very excited and also, you know, very much aware that there's still a lot of work to be done in the less than 200 days between now and November 5th.
So what are you expecting? We were just kind of previewing the interview. I expect this won't be a quiet Alabama congressional race. This is going to be, you ready to be on national TV? I'll put it that way.
Yeah, no, I think there's going to be a lot of national attention. In fact, Reuters last week named this, it listed this third in the top 10 congressional races to watch. So I think there's, you know, there's already been some national attention. And will continue to be some. It's been interesting too. I'm so grateful for folks in Alabama that, you know, that have run for office, that have taken time to meet with me and mentor me in this process, because as you know, I'm a first time candidate, but there just aren't that many that have actually run in a contested general election.
Right.
We're so used in Alabama to having, you know, really contentious primaries and runoffs, but then that kind of sealing, barring, you know, a 14-year-old from Sand Mountain, kind of seals the deal. You know, it's interesting too, just, you know, again, because there aren't that many elected officials in Alabama or from the delegation that have had a hotly contested general election. So so again, it's certainly new territory for me, but for a lot of the political wonks here in Alabama too.
Well, and that makes it interesting. So as you're sizing up, what do you think this race is going to be about?
You know, I think this, you know, not to sound dramatic, but I think it's going to be, you know, have implications for, you know, years to come in America, because it's going to be about control of the House. If we lose this seat, then, you know, I mean, there's a one seat majority right now. There have been other states that have been subject to similar redistricting processes. It's likely that the Republicans lose Kevin McCarthy's seat. So anyway, without trying to sound alarmist, this race is incredibly important for the future of America. Even if we get Trump back in the White House, even if we gain control of the Senate, if we don't maintain control of the House, then again, there could be repercussions for years to come.
Well, and as we were looking at kind of the long trends that are ongoing, in my humble opinion, things are not getting better on the economic front. It's almost like we're heading into this weird zombie stagflation period, because right, inflation is not going away, and now the jobs numbers, GDP growth is mm-hmm. going down.
Right.
So what do we attribute this to?
Well, again, just, you know, Bidenomics failing on every possible plane, you know, and the combination of increased government spending, you know, increased regulation, and it's just getting worse. You know, just last week, for instance, in this district, as we've discussed before, so much of this district is made up of small towns and rural communities. Nursing homes are incredibly important. Throughout the country, of course, but definitely in this district, in the cities, but also in the small towns throughout this district. The Biden administration just last Monday rolled out a whole plethora of regulations that are unrealistic, impossible for most nursing homes to comply with. And it's estimated that the average cost to each nursing home facility to comply with these regulations is $300,000 a year. Which is easily going to put some, you know, some nursing homes, especially. So, I mean, that's just another example of how the Biden administration is not only not fixing the problem, but actively exacerbating it.
Yeah. And then they made, what, a last ditch move on Title IX.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. To include.
What do you make of this?
And I just said that is a blatant attack on women's rights, you know, plain and simple. And I don't see how any woman, I mean, I'm not a feminist, but this should be an issue in which, you know, women and feminist, you know, that aren't feminist and feminists. I don't see how you could, you know, women on the left who are feminists, could not be, you know, morally offended, by the Title IX expansion. And so it's time for women to come together and fight for women's sports, women's rights, to ensure, I've got two daughters. I want to ensure that, you know, that they have a fair chance in athletic endeavors, that there aren't biological males in their high school locker rooms. And also just to ensure that we're protecting our kids against these, you know, gender altering surgeries, while they're you know, still before they're old enough to buy tobacco,
right.
You know, legally. So I mean, certainly, you know, once you're an adult and you're making adult decisions, you can, you know, do whatever you want. But when we're talking about our kids' sports, and frankly, you know, the mutilation of kids that we're seeing going on in some, or being condoned in some parts of the country, it's really disturbing. And again, I think all women should unify in that. If again, if maybe we don't see eye to eye on other things, I think it's time for, and that's what you see with the Harry Potter author, J.K. Rowling. You know, yep. She certainly is not, was never viewed as some conservative by any means, but she did have the courage to step up and say, look, you know, gender is a biological reality, and you know, to pretend otherwise to the detriment of our young women is a disservice to humanity.
Yeah, and but why wouldn't you, I'm just curious, why wouldn't you describe yourself as a feminist?
Oh, I mean, I think I would say, I mean, I'm not, for a while there, I think feminists were defined as being, and this is before I was even born, but whether you were pro equal rights amendment or anti equal rights amendment. So right. I think I'm maybe kind of going back to that definition, which is a narrow definition.
You would take Schlafly over Frieda Ann, for instance.
Yes, exactly. But you know, I guess, you know, once, you know, to, I guess, and I never, you know, I didn't study gender studies in college, mainly because my parents were, I don't think they would have been cool with that. And I was, you know, trying to go to law school and learn, you know, things that I could use in the workforce. But, you know, so I don't know, you know, the second wave and third wave feminism, I can't pretend to actually know the definitions of what that means. I do believe, you know, that, you know, God created each gender with strengths and attributes, and I believe men and women should be treated equal in the workforce. You know, I don't believe women should be given, you know, special favors per se. I don't believe that you know, there should be any sort of, I guess, you know, reverse discrimination or anything of that. I don't believe women are superior, but I certainly believe in equal treatment of men and women. So I'm grateful, you know, I mean, running for office, it's you know, sometimes you witness where men and women are treated a little differently. You know, I feel like when I'm with a male candidate, there's a common question, oh, do you have kids? You know, that's a normal question. What sure. are their ages? Mm-hmm. That's also a normal question. But then the woman always gets asked, who has them right now?
<You
know?
laughs>
And the man
that.
Doesn't, you know, yeah. And they don't, it's not like, you know, oh, cool, you've got kids and these are ages, great. Not like, you know, well, where are they right now if not with you? So I mean, I certainly, you know, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you can, the word feminism is defined in so many different ways.
Right.
The word establishment is, so there's so many of these words that are kind of thrown about as pejoratives. So anyway.
Well, and I think the vast majority of women do not describe themselves as feminists, and it's because of some of the silly stuff that came out of that world.
Just don't open the door for them, buddy. Find out.
Well, that's
I personally, I think I love to have the door open for me, and I love to open the door for other folks, too.
Right.
I think all people of all genders and all ages, we should all open the doors for each other.
Well, I think that's a good policy.
See, while I was at Auburn, I read a lot, sadly. Well, I kind of liked arguing with the teach.
Shocker.
Yeah, but it was like how much Bell Hooks and Judith Butler, and I remember the door opening thing was like, well, that's just one small part, we think nothing of it, but if you look to the larger picture, it's a cage. It's keeping you in with these roles that we're all playing. And I'm like, okay, that's a little much. Absolutely a little much.
And it's less energy that I have to expend if you're holding the door open for me.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Well, and I just find it fascinating that women are finding a lot of success in politics, including within the Republican Party, mm-hmm. and also especially here in Alabama the last few cycles. And yet it doesn't fit the, say, corporate media, national narrative mold of what a woman in politics should be.
Right, exactly. Yeah, no. That's Elizabeth Warren fits that mold, right?
Oh,
but not a conservative woman. But I think that's why it's important that more of us step up to run, because then you're not an outlier. We're like, no, there are a lot of women that want to be treated fairly, but also, you know, believe believe in limited government. Those aren't mutually exclusive.
Right. So. Amen. And I've often described, she's the worst, Elizabeth Warren, the fat free ranch of progressivism.
It's just I agree.
Gross. Anyway, we got a lot of calls rolling in here.
Okay.
Take some. Let's go to Cooper. Hey, Cooper, you're on with Caroline Dobson.
Hey, how you doing? I'm just wondering what Ms. Dobson's thoughts are on Marjorie Taylor Greene threatening to vacate the speaker seat next week.
Yes. Well, you know, I certainly understand a lot of, you know, just concern about the amount of, I guess, sort of kowtowing that the Republicans in Congress have, you know, either engaged in or felt that they had to engage in with respect to the Democrat Party. And so, you know, I think certainly her attitude in some parts is reflective of that. I think that's why it's so important that we increase our majority in the House so that Republicans can, you know, really stand up to the far left, so that we're not having to, you know, constantly, you know, kind of go back to the negotiating table and cave, especially when it comes to spending. We have got to get control of our spending, and we've got to take a firmer stand and just say no to some of this reckless spending. And for me, that's certainly been a matter of concern. But, you know, you have a one seat majority in the House, and so, you know, again, the amount, you know, the majority is so tenuous, but you know, as far as the one vote, you know, triggering, we've also got to, you know, actually accomplish something. And so when we're constantly when there's constant ousting of the speaker, but, you know, and that's a common criticism too, is that, you know, that the Democrats, regardless of you know, kind of where they are, they're all lockstep, and I feel that's a result too of the fact that as Republicans we are free thinkers, so we're never going to be lockstep. But you know, at the same time, we certainly have to try to be more unified where we can.
Can I slightly alter my question?
Sure.
I guess what I was really, I mean, I agree with pretty much everything you said. But my point was, do you think tactically this is a good time to vacate the speaker seat, when we got a good chance of ending up with Hakeem Jeffries as the speaker?
Right. No. I don't think it's a good time to vacate the seat. And then again, I would, you know, procedurally, I think we should move away from kind of allowing this one vote to you know, or one congressperson to be able to call this vote. It kind of stymies getting things done if we're constantly kind of having to address this. Again, not that I don't understand some of the sentiment driving MTG's, you know, again, I think certainly members of the Republican caucus have been frustrated at the amount of compromise either that has to be undertaken or is perceived to have to be undertaken. But again, given that there's just went down to one vote, the possibility of losing the speakership is too great.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it,
Thank
Cooper.
You.
272-9228 if you have a question or comment for Caroline. And yeah, let's go to Eric the Dog real quick. Hey, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hi. Hi, how y'all doing?
Hi.
Good.
Well, I'm glad that we don't have to worry about opening doors for women equating to cages, because we took the door off the kitchen a long time ago, so you're free to come and go as you please. I just want that out there. I don't want anybody to know. I don't know how it is in other parts of the country, but here in Alabama, we don't too much have doors on kitchens no more. You know what I mean?
Open door policy.
There you go.
Yeah. Anybody who's free to operate, go ahead. Caroline, you're going to be my new representative, hopefully. Congressperson, woman, man.
You can call me congressman. I mean, it's That's fine.
Well, you'll be lucky if I'll probably call Caroline or something else.
Yeah, I would prefer Caroline. I didn't. That sounded really obnoxious. I didn't mean that. I just meant I don't care about the.
You can call me Congressperson. You patriarchal.
No, I just meant I don't care about the nomenclature.
I heard you. It's okay.
You can call me Hey You if you want to.
I'm out of here. I know when you don't want to talk to your constituency. Good luck. Y'all have a nice afternoon.
See you, dog. Thank you, Eric, for that quick drive-by there. And it does seem, we got to hit a break in a second, but it does seem that the news cycle went away from the border to what's happening on college campuses now. Yeah. And then it's going to come full circle because... And we can talk about this after the break. This latest proposal to resettle a lot of Palestinian refugees in the United
States. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Around. So plenty to talk about there, but we do have to hit this break. More news and views in the afternoon with Caroline Dobson. She's the Republican nominee now to go up against Shamari Figures in the brand new Congressional District 2 here in Alabama. We'll be right back, folks.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery, I just have one question. What kind of car are you shopping for? If you want new Toyotas, pre-owned vehicles, and our best customer service and prices, it's all here at Toyota of Montgomery. No matter what you're looking for, the selection of new Toyotas are huge. Shop every model in every trim. Camry, Corolla, Tundra, Highlander. Plus, get an exceptional value with our certified pre-owned vehicles. They'll look, drive, and even smell brand new. The only difference is they cost thousands less. So what car are you shopping for? Chances are you can get it and save big on it at Toyota of Montgomery. Because it's all here. Big selection, great values, and exceptional customer service. Hurry to Toyota of Montgomery on East Boulevard, exit 6 off 85. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Online at toyotamontgomery.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back, folks, to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. Eddie's still here. How you doing today, Eddie?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing all right.
I like your guest today.
Our guest is fantastic. We have Caroline Dobson in the studio. Hey, Caroline, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, I keep forgetting to give the disclaimer. I used to give this one all the time. If Eddie does something that's really stupid, like, feel free to smack him right
now. Hold on now. She's kind of a rodeo girl. She's going to hit hard. So.
No, we got this paddle.
Yeah, I know. She's kind of a rodeo girl.
And it's more like a boat oar. So,
let's think about this. Most of women I've had no problem with, but this one here,
a sheriff to say we could hit him. Yeah. I tried with Steve Marshall.
And I had one guy stand up for me. I forgot. Good old Steve Marshall said,
"Well, no." But he was very diplomatic. Said, "I cannot advocate breaking the law, Joey." Right. That's all he said.
But I kind of felt like he said, "But if you do it while my back is turned, I didn't see nothing."
Right. Well, let's not put words in his mouth. He's an actual elected official. We're jackasses on the radio.
Well, I know you have a watchdog, though. She's not here today, but
we do.
But you've got backup.
Yes, we kid.
So the big thing that has been in the news is what we're seeing on college campuses. Mm-hmm. So it's open general question. What do you make of what we're seeing with all these protests?
Oh, it's so ridiculous, but it makes me so, so worried about the future of our country just to see. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, there's so many college students that are protesting and they have no concept of what they're protesting, no concept of the geopolitical history of the region, and no concept of, I think it's reflective of the fact that, sadly, more and more people are raised without a Judeo-Christian background, because if you read the Old Testament, you'd understand that, you know, these conflicts have been going on for millennia, and that that's the tragic thing, is I feel like there are so many students that just have no clue as to what they are doing, and are being manipulated by, I've heard that, all these tents are the same colors, manufactured by the same folks, whether it's George Soros or whoever's behind. But, clearly this is very much an engineered, because it's not just obviously seeing a lot about Columbia and NYPD clearing out the campus, but it's also at Wake Forest, at UNC Charlotte. I mean, it's throughout the country.
Well, and I know you went to Baylor, but law school, but are you surprised to see it in Texas there?
Yeah, no, I mean, I am, but again, this shows you just kind of how deep the tentacles are. In this, because again, if this were truly some sort of organic student movement based on, students that were actually affronted and had, some sort of, real opinion about this, it would be much more localized to campuses where there are kids of Palestinian descent or something. Mm-hmm. There would not be protesters who probably never uttered the word Palestine until 2 weeks ago.
So I'm not looking for an exact answer, because I don't think anybody knows. But where do you think this is coming from? Because it seems to have turned the left or the Democratic Party, to be more precise, into a pretzel here. Like and it makes me wonder, this doesn't look good for anybody.
No, but again, I think, there's just, that's where, I mean, we've seen Biden time and time again. He's catering to this kind of far left fringe of the party, and clearly they're the ones running the show now. And they don't care if it looks good or bad. They're out to destroy the country, fortunately.
Now, there were a lot of big votes recently. What do you make? We were talking around it there, but this latest push, the supplemental, more money going abroad to Israel to, I guess, support Taiwan in their defense if China ever invades. And, of course, $60 billion more to Ukraine. What do you make of what the Congress came up with here?
I thought it was really interesting, too, the breakdown of how the Alabama delegation voted, because that certainly varied, within the delegation. Some voted yes for all three, some two, only voted for aid to Israel. I am unequivocally for supporting Israel. Again, I think, with respect to the
The April 13th Iran missile. You know, again, it's so abundantly clear that we have to support Israel. We have to take a tougher stance against Iran, and we also have to crack down on the anti-Semitism and what's going on our college campuses.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to Taiwan, I think we have to be very careful about you know, the implications of that, and you know, our. We truly are on a precipice of a third world war, and not that, again, you know, the Taiwanese haven't been, you know, again, in a situation that we're not sympathetic with, but we've got to be very, we as a country have to be aware that any aid to Taiwan, how that's going to be perceived.
Sure.
And the implications of that, because I recently heard one of the instructors at the War College here speak and say, you know, if we, you know, depending on the moves we make with respect to Taiwan, you know, we could try to save Taipei in exchange for LA. And are we as America ready for that? So I think, you know, if we are willing to take greater you know, provide greater aid to Taiwan, I think there really needs to be more, that needs to be more on kind of the national conscience, the kind of, again, the fallout of that when it comes to how China's going to take that. Not that it's, you know, objectively not a good thing to do,
sure.
But
is it
worth, you know, entering into a third world war? To do that. And then with respect to Ukraine, you know, certainly it's not, I guess, as simple as it appears, because, you know, I certainly think we've got to prioritize our own border. We've got to focus on increasing our own military preparedness. And you know, it's not that, again, not that what's happening in Ukraine isn't heartbreaking. It's not that Putin's not a bad actor, but I think we've got to have greater accountability, you know, for the sake of the American people, like me, like you, taxpayers. It's just like, where is this going? How's it being utilized? And what's the end goal? How is this conflict going to be resolved in a pragmatic and timely way? Because, you know, I think the American people would be more on board with some sort of limited aid to Ukraine if there is, and which again too, I mean, it's a military conflict, so you can't say this is exactly what we're going to do. But if we, I think it all boils down to having more confidence in our commander in chief too, and you know how much, I can't imagine that Biden is privy to much strategy on the part of the Ukrainians when he's, you know, rattling off teleprompter prompts. Like, why would you share your strategy for resolution with someone who's, you know, not...
Could say it in public.
Right. Doesn't have capacity to stand trial.
Mm-hmm. Now, another vote, and we talked about how slim the majority is right now in the House of Representatives, and I believe it was Judge Napolitano who told us this, that the expanded FISA 702, I think it passed as it was by one vote.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you on that question of spying through the 702 program?
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly our national security is very important. We have to fight terrorism, but it should not be at the expense of allowing the government even more liberties into our personal information. Unfortunately, I mean, especially given the executive branch and just currently how, I mean, you know, certainly people are not happy with Congress and legislative approval ratings are down, but what the American public as a whole is ignoring is just how out of control our executive branch is right now. And then when you have a bill like the FISA bill that gives them even more agency into investigating, you know, your private actions, into weaponizing the DOJ, mm-hmm. it's incredibly dangerous. Again, you know, certainly I'm all for combating terrorism, but not at the expense of relinquishing, you know, privacy and personal liberties.
Now, with this latest thing that's in the news, essentially they're saying, hey, let's resettle Palestinian refugees in the United States. Is it any shock to you to see this coming out of this administration?
Well, I will say that I am shocked that they're making an announcement about it, because I'm sure they're already shepherding them across the southern border. So it's like, well, interesting that you're announcing this, because I'm sure we've already had droves come across our southern border. But yeah, again, just another example of the systemic anti-Semitism of the Biden administration. I think, you know, this was a couple of months ago, but there was an executive order by the Biden administration that allowed funds to be frozen if Israeli accused of a war crime in Israel had funds in the United States. The Biden administration could freeze those if the Israeli were accused of a war crime against Palestinians. But then on the flip side of that, you know, again, it just so clearly demonstrates you know, where the Biden administration truly stands with respect to Israel.
It's just such a mess right now. That's how I view what's going on in the national scene. And this is going to be an interesting few months leading up to November for sure. I keep saying I don't think the table in terms of issues is fully set.
No.
There are a few things we know we're going to talk about probably.
Right, but others we don't. And the course, the order of the courses too, I guess, like which issues are going to take priority. Because again, you know, I think certainly the border should continue to be a matter of concern, but you know, as you see now, you know, what's playing on TV is, you know, about the college campuses, which inevitably will die down a bit due to semester being over. I would have to imagine, you know, I don't think when students are gone.
Well, I wonder how many of these protesters are really students.
Right. That's true.
But I'm all about let's let the semester end and then we really see who the protesters are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you freaked me out for a second because I looked up and it was Donald Trump speaking.
No. That's why earlier we were watching, I feel like we were watching, and then I was like, wait, that's just about a campaign rally. But
I thought he went down to a camp and was going, I am the chosen one. They've chosen me to come talk to you. I always appreciate your time, Caroline. And
thank y'all.
You can come on the show as much as you like. Leading up to November.
Thank you.
And if folks do want to...
Hopefully you won't regret that.
No, not at all. If folks do want to support you early, kind of get on board early here leading into November, how can they do so?
No, that would be very appreciated. This would, you know, again, this is going to be an expensive race. The Democrats are going to be throwing everything
money,
they've got at this race. So anything that any of you are willing to contribute is certainly greatly appreciated. Or if you want to get involved, there's no replacement for manpower and for prayers too. That's most important. But Dobson for Congress is our website, D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, congress.com. We also have X, Facebook, Instagram, and Truth Social accounts, all under Dobson for Congress.
All right. So. Well, appreciate your time as always. And we gotta hit this break. Got to get out of here. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Harriet Two Riverboat offers celebrations for specialty events like Cinco de Mayo coming May 5th. It's a cruise filled with dancing, live entertainment, tacos, nachos, margaritas, and more. It'll be a night filled with live music and more. The Mother's Day Cruise coming May 12th is a treat like no other, and your mom will love it with a dinner made just for her. There's more fun and excitement each weekend all spring and summer with a variety of cruises up the Alabama on the Harriet Two. Book your cruise today on the Harriet Two at funinmontgomery.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's a brand new month, and it's starting to feel more like summertime. Lots of sunshine today, very warm with a high around 88. Mostly clear, comfortable tonight. Overnight low 63. Thursday's high near 90 with more sun. Still warm Friday and over the weekend with highs in the upper 80s and the risk of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. But the rain chances, very small, very isolated. Expect 60s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. We know those folks, Eddie, right?
We do. We know them really well, Joey. In fact, I just saw a Facebook post a minute ago with a picture of the swarming termites.
Oh, Lord.
They're reminding folks that right now termites are swarming a little bit. So not just Wetumpka, not just Prattville, not just Millbrook, but everywhere. Montgomery, Pike Road, even in Birmingham. So if you see that god-awful thing, make sure you call them up, because they're the only ones that I trust to come in your house and take care of that.
Well, how about you get them out there before you ever have to see that god-awful thing?
That's the key. A little bit of preparation goes a long ways.
Right, and it's not just the scare, the nightmare of having that swarm occur. It's the property damage.
It's the damage that they're causing, and they'll find it. But then in your mind, you're like, "What? You know, what's being done now? I hear them eating my wood at night."
Right.
You don't want that.
So why not just prevent all that in the first place? Have Pest Pro Services come out, do that termite inspection, and then they can put down a treatment. So those termites ain't going to chew up all that wood. You know, that framing
is concrete,
pretty crucial.
I've even seen them with drywall paper, man.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen it where, like, if you touch just crown molding, like, the outside is held, but if you touch it, just it
only
dissolves.
Thing all together is the paint.
Yeah, it just dissolves like dust. Yeah. Like, whoa.
Yes.
Freaky stuff. Now, it's not just termites. It could be mosquitoes bedeviling you in your yard.
Tis the season.
Could be a big wasp nest that you can't handle. Could be fire ant problems. Yep. You saw scorpions over there? Somebody you knew?
No, we were moving a little bit of wood that's close to his house, basically taking firewood, putting it back over the fire pit, and sure enough, man, there are three little scorpions that run around. And, you know, we know about them, but when you see one, it really gets your attention every time.
So point is, you got to call Best Pro Services. They're the pros that can actually handle this. 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Best Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Best Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team there that Joey and Eddie, those morons on the radio, sent you. I like describing us as morons, idiots.
Yeah. That way, it kind of sets the bar.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You only go we up ain't there, that special.
I don't know. My mom always told me that's special.
Mm. Oh, look, the chair of the Fed is talking about inflation.
Oh, boy.
That should put everybody at ease.
Yeah, Joey.
He's saying inflation data this year has been higher than expected. Do you say it data or data?
Data.
Data. Like Commander Data.
However... Yeah. I don't know. Sometime on Star Trek, it's data.
Yeah, inflation readings so far this year have not given us greater confidence, you think?
Yeah, hold on. We got the whole Bidenomics effects going on, right? I mean, today I saw gas at $3.39 a gallon. That's got to be a savings, right?
Right. Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. It's
by the
going
way,
great.
We have not filled back up our reserves for that, so gas is going to continue to go up. And something I've been meaning to ask you for a week and a half, Joey.
Sure.
They still have our hostages in Gaza?
Yes.
You ain't heard nothing about it.
Yep.
And that really bothers me as an American that that is not brought to the forefront every day. They have our people there. We have the means and capabilities to get them out. We just don't have nobody with the chutzpah to get it done.
Nobody with the
stones.
And
the fact that they're negotiating with people, and they're paying people that are holding your and my comrades, sickens me. And it should sicken everybody.
Well, it does.
But they don't even want to talk about it because they hopefully that the American people, simple-minded that they think we are, have forgotten. And you know what? Probably most of us have.
It's interesting what the news can do still to people's minds.
Yeah.
How it can change things. Not for the good either. Mm-mm. Trump right now giving a big speech in Wisconsin.
Waukesha? Campaign rallying?
Waukesha?
Waukesha? They got some crazy names in Wisconsin.
What, is he going to invite Rittenhouse out?
I'd get him some votes. Cause some controversy.
Don't make me call. You know his name. Kyle.
Don't make me call him.
Now, here is Peter St. Ange.
Oh.
One of our favorites, right?
Love that guy, man.
And this is, I think, a clip from yesterday saying, here comes stagflation. Yeah. Let's listen in to Peter.
Last week, we got some ugly economic numbers confirming what I've been warning, that prices are jumping while the economy is grinding to a halt. As Business Insider put it, quote, the U.S. economy may be barreling towards stagflation, an outcome worse than recession. That's quite the understatement. In fact, the last time we went into stagflation in the 1970s, we got years of double-digit unemployment together with years of double-digit inflation, and it took interest rates hitting nearly 20% to finally knock it out at the cost of twin recessions that at the time were the worst since the Great Depression. So forget Maestro Jerome Powell's soft landing. He may have screwed us all the way to the 70s. In fact, JP Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon, said just that, that the economy, quote, looks more like the 70s than we've ever seen before. So first the numbers. Last Thursday, the BEA released their estimate of first quarter real GDP, meaning how much the economy grew after inflation between January and March. It came in at just 1.6%, which is a huge miss. Goldman, for example, is predicting 3.1%, while across Wall Street, they were looking for 2.4%. Translating, that means the economy grew at barely the pace of population growth.
Wow.
In other words, we are treading water, stagnation.
Yep.
More than the number was the speed. So 1.6 is one heck of a drop from 3.4 in the previous quarter. Before that, back in autumn, real GDP was chugging along at 4.9%. Now, it's 1.6. Keep in mind, even those rosy numbers last year were thanks to debt, both the credit card kind and the Washington kind. In fact, the debt kept going, the deficits actually got bigger, and here we are now at stagnation. So the real economy is shrinking, just as fast as they pump out the trillions of deficit spending. Even worse were the PCE inflation numbers released on the same day. So PCE is the Fed's preferred way to count inflation since it usually looks better. Talked about PCE problems in previous videos, how it undercounts housing, overcounts government, and updates too frequently to actually measure the cost of living. But the Fed likes it for those very reasons. PCE grades on a curve, even if voters can see the truth at the checkout line. And yet, even PCE is now soaring, going from 2% to a, quote, staggering 3.7% annualized on the quarter. That's a near doubling of inflation in 3 months. For perspective, during the worst 12 months of Biden's inflation, PCE averaged 4.5% quarter on quarter. We're currently at 3.7, which is spitting distance of the worst of it. Markets reacted immediately, ramping up odds of zero cuts this year, meaning we're stuck with 7% mortgages, 8% HELOCs, and 24% credit cards. In fact, they could keep going up. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. This was the worst possible outcome for the Fed, screaming stagflation, just when the Fed was fixing to pump out the easy money for Uncle Joe's election. Powell has already flipped to saying the Fed is, quote, in no rush to cut rates. In fact, Fed pundits like Larry Summers are warning the next move may actually be rate hikes. What's frustrating, of course, is the problem is simple. What's driving both inflation and stagnation is Washington and Washington alone. It's not 2008 or even 2001 when non-economic factors were hitting the numbers. No, this stagflation is intentional policy. They are addicted to spending and it's crushing the economy. Unfortunately, given the spending is a uniparty project, don't expect relief unless we get some fairly dramatic changes come November. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
Again, folks, Peter St. Ange, and he always has insights, and he's been calling what we're now seeing.
Yep.
And he was calling it months and months ago. I think the guy has a good read on the long-term trends. So, yeah, what is the next move? Do they just cry uncle and lower rates? Now, Powell's saying we're seeing, by expectation, he's on live now, I believe, that we'll see inflation move back down this year. But say if they lower rates again, well, hello, inflation. Especially, you might not even see it. Here's what they might do. They go, look, consumer prices are doing better. Like, they're lower. So let's lower rates again because the debt service is now over a trillion. And watch what happens. It may not immediately jump to consumer prices, but it's going to hit asset classes. So people are going to think, I'm getting rich. Like, my house value's going up. My stock value portfolio's going up.
All and they go buy another house. That's when they find out, oh, wait a minute.
Right. And what we're doing is pumping up an economy, a bubble that we're creating more and more debt for less and less growth.
Right.
And so at a certain point, you're like, well, let's just create more debt and eke out some growth. Something's got to give here. And I don't think this is going to end well, I'll put it that way. And does the bubble burst before Election Day?
But when you say something's got to give, and something does have to give, but it's usually you and me. It's our backs that give. When's the last time the government gave you anything? Did it took the brakes off of you, took the foot off your neck? They don't. They just add more pressure and squeeze more out of you.
Yep. What a mess. What a mess we're in. But, you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Hard to paint over this, man.
272-9228. Before we hit our top of the hour break, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. In fact, the entire hour has been brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And, you know, with economic headlines like we were just discussing, you need to go with folks who are local, true professionals that are local that you can trust, that actually sit down, talk to you, get to know you and your goals in either buying a home, owning a home, or refinancing that current mortgage that you might have. And that's Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon are ready to help you. Because it's not about the long-term trends necessarily. You got to look at, okay, I've got this with the kids. Yeah. I've got this with the job.
You've got a growing family.
Right. You have to look at your own hearth and home, literally, your own economy. And that's why Kim and Madeline are so great. They actually, again, get to know you and your goals. And when it comes to buying a home, they can walk you through that process from pre-approval all the way to closing day. Or it could be you're looking to refinance, maybe to get some credit card debt off your back. Or maybe you're looking to upgrade the property in some way. Or help out the family.
Yep.
Here's some folks that might do that to you. Here's a little nest egg, kid, as you go try to move and live in a different city.
From college and want to help them get a head start.
And Kim and Madeline can help you with all that, especially if you're a veteran. They specialize in VA home loan programs there. They know the latest. So check them out today. That number, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Like Kim and Madeline proved that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Final hour.